Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitas.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. Happy Father's Day weekend as we are broadcasting live from Tantara Golf Club in North Tonawanda. Tee to Green, two-hour U.S. Open edition as we welcome you in here out on the patio overlooking the first hole here at Tantara. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro, Jeff Mitas here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Yes, it's Majors Week. It's the U.S. Open. That means double the dose of us this morning. You get 2 hours of our local great golf talk. Kevin Sylvester, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Great to be here. It's Father's Day weekend. I mean, you can tell by the weather, right?
Yeah.
What the? I mean.
I had two jackets on yesterday. We had an event. I was wearing a jacket all day.
I posted
June 15th.
I posted a little video on Instagram. We had yesterday our second annual pavement pan competition between Fox Valley and Lancaster members. We get together. We did 36 holes, so we started in the morning. Obviously, you can't play 36 if you start at noon. Anyhow, I had a toucan and a winter fleece. And I did a little thing on Instagram, just a little video walking up to the tee box. And the reaction people were like, oh, my God, what are you, in Antarctica? And it warmed up, and it got to be actually a pleasant day given what the forecast was going to be. But come on,
It was biting cold in the morning.
Yes.
Though. Yes, especially if you're on a cart. Yeah, it was a little bit chilly.
Yeah, we need Mother Nature to get on board with our golf season here. I mean, listen,
I'll make the call.
But please do. Yes.
Well, we are all wearing our nice Donald Ross pullovers.
Yes.
But we're all wearing pants. And
it's one of the few golf pullovers my wife says, wow, that looks nice.
That does look nice. I think we all look very nice in it.
Yeah, we do. No, she's like, wow, right. I actually like that one. I'm like, oh, okay, thank you.
No. You always look nice, Kev. You got gear. No one can say you don't have gear. You
know? That's true. That's very true.
This is true.
The gear in the game, do they go together all the time?
Some people have vices, Jeff, right? You know, mine is, say, ooh, that quarter zip looks nice. I need that.
Ooh, those shoes. Ooh, yes. That club. Ooh, this bag.
Yes.
Ooh, that golf course. Oh, let's go here.
Yeah. Absolutely. Coming up here on our two-hour show.
Right. It's not even funny.
Lots on the U.S. Open. Of course, it's at Pebble Beach. It's been fun watching it at night. And we'll talk plenty about what's gone on through the first 2 days. Our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, as always, this week we're talking putting. And speaking of putting, also one of our presenting sponsors from Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Kevin Hofstetter. I had a chance to sit down with him yesterday, and we talked about putters, what's the latest technology with putters, and putter fitting, and all that process. So we'll have that coming up in about 20 minutes or so from now, as that takes place at 7:20. Don Schneider, the PGA Pro here and Membership Director, will join us in hour number two. We'll get his thoughts on the U.S. Open, and he'll join us also for our tip of the week. But we're watching these guys putt at Pebble Beach. The greens are small. I wouldn't call it lightning fast. Of course, they're fast for the U.S. Open, but it seems to be the players seem to be having no complaints about the greens this week, and people are making some long putts this week that we're seeing.
You know, usually it's not about speed. It's about smoothness. So if they can get that ball to roll, most players are going to be happy. If the speed's consistent from green to green to green and they're nice and smooth, when you hit a putt, you want to see that ball roll out. You don't want to see it plinko down there towards the hole. And yeah, these are the best players in the world. The greens are small, so that when they are on the greens, they're going to have better opportunities. And they've played there a bunch, so there's a lot of experience reading those greens there too. So I think you're going to see a lot of putts made.
Yeah, they're Poana greens. We have those here in Western New York.
Have them everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, and so you'll notice greens late in the day, like the bloom, right? Mm-hmm. And they get a little bumpy. Mm-hmm. But now, and here's where they have no reason to complain about the greens. It's because you can pat them down now, right? I mean, you can fix blemishes, you can pat the line, so there's no doesn't mean there's not gonna be bumps here. But it's also Pebble Beach, right? I mean, this is one of the most pristine places in the United States you can play golf. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can play golf, everybody listening out there, you can play it. It's costly, but you can play it. And but it's just a gorgeous place. And I think because it's the U.S. Open, the major, and Brooks Koepka, this is why I love Brooks Koepka. He said it best. He goes, well, if you're playing well, it's not a problem. Right?
Yeah, funny how that works.
Right, he simplifies it, right? You know?
Rarely
it's not bad. If you play well, it's not a problem.
Rarely a guy that's in the top 10 at the U.S. Open is sitting there complaining about course setup.
That's right. that's right.
But we haven't heard that this week, have we?
No. Not even for the guys that have struggled or the guys that missed the cut. Normally there's a comment here or there from somebody. And I wonder, too, last year, of course, Phil Mickelson was very vocal. There were many golfers that were vocal last year at Shinnecock about some of the setup from the USGA, but Mickelson was the most. If you remember, what was it, on his round three, he putted it, and it went past the hole, and then he ran down and hit it before it stopped.
That's
and
moving,
we had that whole controversy, whether he actually did it on purpose or not or whatever. But, he even said this week, I don't want to talk about course setup. I'm here to try to play well. He actually is playing well, which is good for him. But I also think, Kevin, you talk to a lot of players with your work with PGA Tour Radio. When guys talk about course setup, even if there's a little minor complaint or something here or there, players probably also feel like it's probably not a good look if I complain about Pebble Beach because it's kind of it's hallowed grounds, right?
Yeah. Well, it is. And if you've ever been there, people listen, like, what's their complaint about? They've had U.S. Opens there. They know how it's going to be set up. So, like Shinnecock, for example, let's go back. In 2004, right, they let the course get away from them.
Right.
And everybody said, hey, don't let it get away. Shinnecock's one of the great American clubs. That's also, hallowed ground. It's a private club, but whatever.
Yeah.
And they said, hey, don't let it get away. And they did it, let it get away. Don't you think, Jeff, if I'm the superintendent at Pebble Beach, if Mike Davis comes from USGA, Mike, I got this, right? I got this. You want the rough one? I got it. You're not touching my greens. It's Pebble Beach, for crying out loud. We know how to keep this golf course in incredible shape year in and year out, day in and day out here. We got it.
Well, they certainly work as a team, I'm sure. There's been many discussions on this, and I know the USGA came in this week not wanting that again. There were a lot of comments coming into the week that people were afraid. Please don't screw up the U.S. Open one more time, not at Pebble Beach.
And players said that. They go, like, if you screw up Pebble Beach, you got a problem. Like, you can't screw up this golf course. It's an American icon.
There were tweets about boycotting if it happens and stuff like that. So I think they were good. They're following the trend, the playability. People like to see birdies. People want to see people go to Pebble Beach and make birdies. I think it's set up beautifully. I think the score is where it should be for the conditions. Was it 7, 8 under par? 8 under par right now is leading the event?
No, nine.
Nine. He got to nine.
He made
birdie
that
bomb. The last. That's right.
That hole is so hard. Number nine. I hope television folks, you can appreciate that hole. And Gary Woodland, he got a bad break, which, by the way, I think they need to change. If you're in a divot in a fairway.
Yeah, I hear this all the time. I disagree, though.
Tell me why you disagree. Why are you?
It's not a game of perfect. It's not a game. You're not supposed to have a perfect lie or a perfect shot. If you hit a good shot every time, there's a certain element of luck and chance in the game of golf also. So, if you hit the flag stick, wow, it should have been closer. Should I move it closer then?
I know.
Where does it end?
I'm saying, since somebody didn't replace a divot or didn't put sand in there, he's got a hit out of a divot. He hit a quality. That's such a hard tee shot.
I hear you, and I sense the frustration, if you land in a divot, and I understand that. However, I'm also more a proponent of pace of play, less delays for rule stoppages, for rules officials coming over. And the gray area of what is a divot and what's not a divot.
That's a very good question.
To me, I feel like would be more of an issue than it would be the good part of the rule that I would side with you on.
Fair point. Yeah,
one week old divot. Play the ball as it lies.
Sure.
It's still play the ball as it lies.
Well, these are the best players in the world, too.
Right.
And so they know how to hit the shot, and clearly Woodland knew how to hit the shot. He put the ball on the green, and then he makes a bomb for birdie.
Yeah.
How about hitting a ball out of a divot? What do?
You move the ball back in your stance. Yeah, obviously because you
want to
steeper.
I can't touch the ball. I'm just kidding.
Give it the little the fluff with the toe of the club. Right. Yeah, move it out of there. But, no, you just move the ball back in your stance a little bit and just try to trap it. You're going to want to make ball contact first. You're going to hit it low on the club face so the ball won't go very high. And
did
it
you take an extra
out.
Club or no?
I don't know that I'd take an extra club. I'd realize the ball is going to be spinning a little bit more when it comes out of there. It depends on the lie. As you said earlier, with the divots, there's 800 different types of divot lies you could have. It could be a one-week-old divot. It could be a fresh divot, and you're way down there, and you got no chance.
That wasn't a deep divot.
Yeah, and they go through at the end of the day there behind yes. groups and do that. But,
oh, it's amazing what these courses are high-end courses do.
Yeah.
They have a team that goes hole-to-hole filling divots.
Oh, I'm sure, every night, right?
It's incredible.
Yeah, probably – six wide.
I've seen it there at Pebble Beach. Yep. It's incredible. Fairway wide, 30 people. Divot. Yeah. What?
It does set unrealistic expectations for your average club golfer, that's for sure. But yeah. But I believe in play the ball as it lies. And it's going to happen throughout the course. It's happened to guys on the 18th hole trying to lock down tournaments, you know, and they hit it. But they still hit good shots. It may limit what you can do a little bit, but, yeah, it's part of the game.
7:10 the time here on Tee to Green. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, Derek Kramer producing back in our Amherst studios. We appreciate you being with us here on Father's Day weekend. It's U.S. Open weekend. 2 hours. We're live at Tantara Golf Club here in North Tonawanda. We'll talk with the PGA Pro, Don Schneider, in hour number two. Kevin Hofstetter from Woods to Wedges coming up on putters, and get yourself fit for the proper putter coming up here at 7:20. We're going to talk about the Duster Challenge. We still, of course, have that registration open in August. More information coming up about that. A Tee to Green Club giveaway coming up a little bit later on in the show as well. We'll get to our Absolute Care Champions Tour report and our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. But we're talking U.S. Open, and Kevin, you mentioned the bomb putts that Gary Woodland made to save par on his second last hole and then to make a birdie on his last hole there on the 8th and the 9th. He and Justin Rose are in the final group today. Woodland is at -9. Justin Rose is at -7. When Tiger won at Pebble Beach in 2000 and ran away from the field and won by 15, he was not at 9-under at this point. So Woodland's setting himself on a good pace. But the course is definitely playing a little different as well. But what do you think about that top group so far,
well,
Woodland and Rose?
You know, compare the score to Tiger in 2000, but you know, we're 19 years later. Golfers are in a way better shape. They hit the ball farther.
Tech balls are different.
Yeah,
everything's different.
You know, Justin Rose, he found his game again. You know, remember he won it. So we should. By the way, we should not be surprised that these two players are where they are on the West Coast. Rose won at Torrey Pines earlier this year, and you know the equipment change. Rose has some back issues. They're on again, off again. Clearly, he's feeling better. Here's another guy who got the number one in the world and wasn't able to hang on to it, largely because of Brooks Koepka and Dustin Johnson. But, you know, Rose is an unbelievable player. He knows how to win U.S. Opens. He did a great job getting up and down with his wedge yesterday, right? He didn't have a great round of golf, but he manufactured a score, saving it with his wedge. Gary Woodland, I followed him 4 days at Kapalua. Tough assignment, but 4 days at the Century Tournament Champions, Ocean Golf Course, right? It's in Hawaii, a lot of wind. He's a great wind player, and you're going to face winds at Pebble Beach, obviously. He hits the ball a mile. Like, he's one of the long players nobody really talks about, and that's how he puts himself in position with his driver. He's not a great putter, even though he putted great yesterday. He's putted great this week, you know, at Pebble Beach. So I think he's got his work cut out for him, though. You know, he's going to be consistent over the weekend. I don't see Gary Woodland blowing up here, but I do see Justin Rose hitting a low score again, right? So I don't know if Woodland can do that back-to-back. Like, he might be 3-under, which is a quality score here, but I can see Rose shooting 5-6-under. I can see Koepka hasn't really gone off yet. Right? I mean, Koepka's got a big round of him coming up here this weekend, either today or tomorrow.
I agree with that. But I see, you know, I'd be a little worried if I was handicapping this with Justin Rose, because he is so technical, and he didn't feel like he was hitting it good, and it was kind of smoke and mirrors in his mind how he got it done out there yesterday. So, you know, a bad swing or two, and he might lose a little bit of confidence, and that's tough. And so it's so hard to handicap because there's so many good players. Xander Schauffele, another good player. Man, that kid's fun to watch.
Rory. How about Rory? He did exactly what he did last week in Hamilton.
Yep.
He's put himself in position.
And a couple bonehead bogeys out there, too.
Right.
And so, you know, he cleans that up. He's swinging beautifully. I mean, it'll be fun to watch. There's all, you know, Gary Woodland can play great all weekend, and it may not matter because some of these guys just might go stupid.
Yeah, Rory had that. He was coming in on a par five, had 107 yards, ended up taking double on it because he was short, and then it went into the bunker. And, yeah, I mean, if you flip that to a birdie, then he's in the lead group
or
today.
Flip that, to a par, too, because he should have never missed it where he missed it there with a wedge. That was just a bad shot.
Yeah. You know, there is some thought there on the tour from guys who used to play on the tour. If Rory had a more experienced caddy, right? His caddy, Harry Diamond, nice guy. I spoke with him last week very, very briefly. I don't see him talk to any. He's Rory's buddy, right, who's on his bag. And they just felt if they had a more experienced caddy, he'd win more. But he's winning despite of that. But then there's other people who say, well, if this is who Rory feels comfortable with and puts him in a good frame of mind, then that's what he wants. But he like his caddy doesn't help him read any putts. It's all on Rory. And I've asked former players, I'm like, is that good or bad? And they said, well, depends on the player. Sometimes you don't want anybody saying, I think it's this other way. You want to be, hey, if you're wrong, you're wrong, but at least you want to be committed. And so many think it helps him be more committed in what he's going to do.
There, and then you get in a slump and you switch caddies and boom, something happens. So, you know, I think, and we saw that Jordan Spieth incident, which I thought was a little ugly. And that, and the point there that I think a lot of people made was great. You're the player. You hit the shot. The caddy's there. They're great. They're more of a psychologist. You don't need your caddy to give you yards. I agree with you on reading greens. I'd hate to have someone else reading my putts for me.
Sure.
When I coached in college, my guys would come and say, hey, coach, read this putt for me. I haven't hit a putt all day. How, you know, because you have to match up, as we'll talk later, speed with line. So whatever line you pick, you just have to hit it with a different speed. So
where Bubba Watson relies on Teddy Scott to read every putt. Hmm. Teddy reads every putt Bubba does. And he goes with what he says. He's like, is there? Okay.
What if he gets sick for a day and it's Sunday and you're trying to win a major? Well, all of a sudden, you got to read your own putts?
Bubba's got to read his own putts. Yeah. But I'm telling you, he relies on – so when Bubba talks about team, he relies on Teddy Scott big time.
Well, some players really, really value that. Look at Jason
DJ
Day.
DJ and his brother, by the way.
Yeah. Jason Day this week got Stevie Williams on his bag. And he said the question was posed about him being his career, and he actually called it underachieving.
Yeah.
Who would have thought you'd – think Jason Day, like, geez, this guy's won majors. He's, you know,
he's won a major.
That's right, a PGA. He beat Spieth.
But he's hurt a lot.
And injuries.
But he's like, I would call my career underachieving. He's like, I should be winning more. And he said, I'm hoping by putting Stevie Williams on the bag, he goes, he's the guy that can give me confidence on Sunday that I need. He's going to tell me, yes, you can pull this shot off. Yes, you can win this today. Like, I was curious to see a player of that caliber question himself that much. But obviously, Day and his caddy relationship, like, he values maybe something different than maybe Rory does.
I look at Jason Day, I think he's a Ferrari, okay, from what I know. I don't own a Ferrari, but, you know, he's a high-end sports car, and if any little thing's off, there's any impurity.
Driving in Buffalo conditions?
Right, yeah, well, I'm just saying. But
that February drive on the 190?
Yes. Yeah, but if there's any impurity in the fuel, whatever, like, it's not going to run the way it's supposed to run.
He's so violent.
Yes.
Such
he's
violent.
High speed,
right.
And that's why he's you know, dealing with the back issues, you know, oblique injuries and stuff like that because of how much torque. I mean, he's tiger-like in how he swings.
And the deceleration, you know, taking that club from 129 miles an hour, you know, accelerating it to 130 miles an hour and then decelerating it from 130 miles an hour in 6 feet. But that does a lot of wear and tear. Now, some people do it different. Phil Mickelson's more long and languid, creates speed differently.
Right.
And maybe that's why he's been able to compete at his ripe old age here. And very few injuries in Phil's career. Guys with that quick, fast, those fast switch muscles, they tend to, Tiger, same idea. Yeah.
Right.
You know, a lot of our leader, he's got a fast, short, you know, aggressive swing. And it's how you really, there's a lot of reasons to, you know, people, TPI, people have injuries. People are prone to injuries. People have weaknesses in their body and everything else. But these guys, I agree with you, though, on him. I do think he's underachieved. He has so much talent, so much ability. He's such a great putter, Jason Day, that one major doesn't seem like enough for that career.
Sure, sure. By the way, can we agree with Phil, the shirt, man?
The button-down shirt yesterday?
Not
I mean, it's a nice-looking shirt, but not, I don't know, on the golf course.
He knew yesterday he was getting the late primetime TV window. He was going to be on camera quite a bit yesterday.
And I'm all about business and opportunities, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know.
I wouldn't trust the buttons in my case, yeah.
When you're swinging?
Yeah, those things are, you know.
It's stretchy. It's stretchy.
Oh, good,
actually,
good.
Donald Ross makes
a lot of buttons.
Stretchy ones like that. And I think they might look bad. You should talk to Donald Ross, seriously.
That's right.
But in the gum, real quick.
There's a lot of guys doing it, right?
Yeah. All right. What do you think's in the gum? They're not just chewing gum to chew gum.
I don't want to say what I think's in the gum.
Why not?
I don't know.
It's legal.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you, people think it's CBD oil.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
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 That's what I'm just saying, that's what we were watching it last night, the group of the gum. I'm like, is that CBD gum? I go, I don't know.
They're chewing away on
but
it.
But they're chewing away on it.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to just the act of chewing, I think, relax you. But I'm not sure it's Wrigley in there.
I agree that the act of chewing relaxes you. I used to like eat seeds and stuff like that when I was playing.
It's not the stale stick of gum you get in baseball cards from the 80s.
Oh, my gosh. You used to chew that stuff?
Oh,
it's Big League 2? Or
like,
the other stuff?
You get the Topps card. You got
that stuff.
That little stick.
It's like plastic, the gum.
You chew on it for a while until
right.
it actually
worked. You get the residue on the card and devalued it. Yeah,
good stuff.
Cool. They need to have golf cards.
They did.
They did, right?
I have a set of the Masters winners from something like from 1992, every Masters winner on a card, yeah.
Cool.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've had them. I don't think.
Your mom didn't throw them away like everybody.
No, she didn't.
7:20, we're here live at Tanterra Golf Club in North Tonawanda on TD Green with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis and Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. TD Green presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Michelob Ultra, Custom Turf, and our home clubs where we are here today, Tanterra, Fox Valley, and Briarwood. Before we go to break here, we're going to talk a little bit about putting. Kevin Hofstetter from Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. He and his great staff, they can do a lot to help you improve your game equipment-wise. I got a chance to speak with Kevin yesterday on putting. We'll talk here about the latest trends in putting and also getting fit for the proper putter here. So here's a few minutes before we go to break with Kevin Hofstetter from Woods to Wedges. Here with Kevin Hofstetter from Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Kevin, happy Father's Day weekend.
Thank you. Same to you.
That's
Thanks
right.
for having me.
Yeah, we are. We were discussing our families and kids' sporting events, which, you know, I'm sure many of you listening, you're involved in those too. But we're here to obviously talk about golf here on TD Green, and we're going to talk about putting. For many of you maybe watching the U.S. Open this week, you're seeing them putt on the Pebble Beach greens, and the USGA likes to have those fast greens. People kind of can get intimidated by putting on fast greens. So before we talk about maybe putting equipment and putting fitting, just how about your two cents on putting on fast greens?
Sure. Well, the pros, I think, actually prefer it, even though it might scare the amateur golfer, because they know all they've got to do is make a very short swing, get that ball online, and typically the conditions they're playing on, the ball is going to maintain its line. So I think for the pros, they really enjoy it. But obviously for us weekend warriors, we can blow that thing by 8-10 feet, and then we're going to struggle coming back. So for them, it's all about consistency, distance control, but they really enjoy it.
Yeah. All right, so putting in terms of, let's start with the equipment. Just what are some of the new trends you're seeing? You know, obviously for amateurs here, kind of just maybe some suggested routes on where they might go when they walk in somewhere, including here at Woods to Wedges, to think about maybe buying a new putter.
Well, I think one of the things is that putting, you know, accounts for up to about 40% of most people's strokes, but it's probably the one club that's most overlooked with fitting. I think people are starting to realize that the putter needs to be fit just like the irons, just like the driver, and probably has the most effect on your score than any club in the bag. So people are starting to realize that. There's some information out there in the golf magazines and on the Golf Channel about getting your putter fit. And what we use here is a Sam Putt Lab. That's the technology we use. It's kind of like the TrackMan for putting. And what it'll do is it'll tell us what type of putter suits your stroke. So whether you're more of a straight back, straight through type of putter, you know, that's going to be more of a face balance type putter, typically a mallet style putter. And then you have the vast majority of people which have a little bit of a face rotation. You know, when you see Tiger, Phil, Rory, these guys out there, Justin Rose obviously doing well, those guys tend to have more rotation in their stroke. And so they're going to be playing with putters that are designed for that type of stroke. So I think the first thing is, it's just getting the right style to suit what you do. And then the other variables like length, lie, loft, those are going to help you see the line better and make more putts.
Yeah. I remember when I did the fitting with you about a year and a half ago when I got my new putter, I mean, just seeing the numbers of just the loft of the ball coming off the putter, my angle that I was hitting at, I mean, just, and to do it with repetition, to see all those numbers, I mean, I know, you know, if you listen to our station a lot, you hear the word analytics. There's some good analytics on the machine when you get in here.
Sure, and another thing is the fact that people can take their existing putter. Let's say, you know, you have the right head style, but you're adding too much loft to it. And what that's going to affect is your distance control. We talk about how these greens, you know, they've gotten better and better. And so you don't need as much loft as you used to. So now, you know, we want to get that dynamic loft, so to speak, the loft you're delivering at impact, right around, you know, two to three degrees. So what we're going to see is analyze your stroke, see which kind of loft you're putting on it. And sometimes it's as simple as adjusting your current putter so that you can put better, you know, top spin, top roll on the ball so it doesn't skid and it gets rolling better. So sometimes that, a lot of people, probably 80% if I had to put a number on, are playing a putter that's too long, believe it or not. Very few people are playing a putter that's too short, but most people are playing a putter that's too long. It forces them, their eyes way inside the target line. So those are some of the things you can do, even if you're not in the market for a new putter, but you just want to have your current putter adjusted for you.
Yeah, that was one thing I know that you did with me is changing the length. That wasn't something that I came in thinking about too. And, you know, for some people, their eyes might say, hey, this is, you know, a blade putter's for me, a mallet putter's for me, but sometimes the data is going to tell you something totally different, and obviously that's something that if you are looking into taking strokes off your game, having the right putter is obviously something really important.
Yeah, one of the trends, you know, we talked about what's new is that they're making mallet putters, which used to be only available in face balance putter, which, to be honest with you, that only fits a very small percentage of golfers. Well, players like Jason Day and Dustin Johnson, they were using that spider-type putter however many years ago when they first adopted it. But they built them specifically for them to have more toe hang to suit their stroke. And now that's become widely available to every golfer. So now you're seeing more and more mallets with what we call toe hang, so that if you're that type of player that probably 70-80% of people fall into that category, you now have the option of blade versus mallet. And the mallets do have a lot of technology advantages as far as higher MOI, which means the ball is going to roll out the same distance, even if you mishit it a little bit on the face. Plus, it's going to have some more alignment features, so people who want to get into a mallet putter can get it now fit to their stroke type.
All right, so Kevin Hostetter's in here. He'll obviously help you out. You can come see Donna or Pat, some of the great crew in here. Woods2WedgesBuffalo.com is the website. And if you haven't seen some of their new renovations here inside the Whirly Golf Dome, all the new hitting bays and all the great data, we're looking at a screen here right now, Kevin. It's a dream if you want to come in here and get your numbers on your game. And, you know, we talked about putting here, but it can be for any club.
Yeah, we do everything, drivers, fairway woods, irons, obviously, all the way down to the putter. And not only do we do the equipment side of it, but we do lessons. I mean, when you see all the guys out on tour, they're working with their instructor out on the range, whether it's Pebble Beach or wherever. They all have that little orange box behind them. That's the track, man. They're getting numbers. They're getting their club path, face angle. So we can look at it from kind of a holistic point of view. It's not just, you know, this is the driver for you, but, you know, why this club works for you versus that club, what changes we'd like to see you make in your game, if you're open to suggestions, if you're open to instructions. So it's a great tool, the TrackMan, for the full swing shots. We got the Sam Putt Lab for the putting, so it's really a nice setup.
Yep. Kevin, thanks so much.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yep. Kevin Hostetter here from Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, and of course we'll be talking more about Woods to Wedges throughout the year here on Tee to Green. We'll be back with more on Tee to Green live from Tantara Golf Club when we return after this on WGR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, brought to you by Encore Golf, Buffalo's Golf Ball, and by Donald Ross, the world's finest golf apparel, and by New Era Golf, headwear engineered to perform that never sacrifices style.
I don't mind it if I'm going to hit good putts and they're just going to miss, and you know that happened today. Ball striking was tremendously better today. I was very pleased with it. I don't know how many greens I hit and how many fairways I hit, but I felt like I was in on the green quite a bit. Never really felt like I had to work. It was quite an easy round.
That is two-time defending U.S. Open champion Brooks Koepka. Talking about his round yesterday, he shot a 2-under par. He's tied for sixth in a good spot. He's at 4-under par, 5 behind the leader, Gary Woodland. And it is time for the check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. Gary Woodland and Justin Rose will be in the final pairing today at 5:45 Eastern. He'll take you up to probably almost to 11 o'clock tonight. Woodland and Rose separated by two. Woodland minus 9, Rose minus 7. Louis Oosthuizen and Aaron Wise, last year's PGA Tour Rookie of the Year. Oosthuizen minus 6, Wise at 5-under, as is Rory McIlroy. He and Chez Reavie will be in the third last pairing. McIlroy at minus 5, Reavie at minus 4, and then Koepka amongst a large group, the headliner there at minus 4. Other big names, Stenson, Scott, Rahm, Jack Johnson, Graham McDowell, Sergio, all at minus 3, Schauffele minus 3. Molinari, the biggest of the names, well, Dustin Johnson, I should say, the biggest of the names at minus 2. Johnson and Molinari there. Jordan Spieth had a wild day yesterday. 7 birdies, 6 pars, 5 bogeys. He's minus 1. Mickelson, minus 1. Tiger Woods is at even par. If you want to watch Tiger today, he tees off at 2:27 Eastern. Jason Day, we talked about earlier, he is 1 over par. The biggest name not to make the cut, I'll go with Justin Thomas. He will not play the weekend.
Could have been the pants.
Oh, those are cool. Come on.
That's a stacked leaderboard. It always is. You know, we were talking earlier, you know, it's how difficult or nice it is to putt there. Later in the day, Kevin, you're at all these PGA Tour events. You know, they set up these golf courses. They hit it with the growth regulator, and on Wednesday it takes 4 days or whatever for it to reach peak. So by the end of the week, they're typically firmer and faster, as we saw the greens firming up last night. But the end of the day, those greens, they take a beating. It gets a little harder to make putts with the 72 guys and their caddies walking all around the hole for a while.
Well, and there is growth throughout the day with greens. The other thing, there are still plenty of players who wear spikes, right? I mean, guys listening, some of you young guys listening right now, you're like, well, what are you talking about, spikes? No, we're talking about the you know, actual spikes.
The metal spikes.
Metal spikes. Rory wears them. Right?
It's Phil weird to hear him click on the cart path.
Yeah,
now,
they click on the cart path. Other players don't. I mean, DJ's wearing a new shoe this week, and more like a sneaker type thing. And, you know, there's plenty of players who don't wear them. But, frankly, I'm surprised more players don't go back to them. They were great for grip, if you remember. And because you can pat down spike marks. Yeah. On the greens. I'm surprised more don't wear them.
You know, I don't think you need them that much when the conditions are good. When it's wet and slippery, and if you're on a hilly course, I do think they're an advantage there. If you're
Pebble Beach is hilly.
Yeah, that's
a lot
point.
Of rough there.
I mean, and it was kind of misty. Yeah.
Yeah.
So might have been a good situation to use them. If you haven't ever worn them, you probably don't see the need for them, though. Most of these guys are young. They never ever wore them.
A little click when they're walking on the cart path that you used to have there.
Yeah,
click,
catch click. On the carpets.
So
yeah.
Here, my prediction, the final two groups tomorrow, okay? Woodland will be in there. It will be one of the final four, penultimate. I think Oosthuizen will be there. Okay. I think it'll be Koepka and McIlroy. Those would be your final four, if you will, the last two groups off tomorrow. I think Rose falls out of there. As you mentioned, it was smoke and mirrors.
He had 20 for him. Rose had 22 putts in his round on Thursday. And has only
it's incredible, by
has only 49 the whole week so far in two rounds. Now that putting stat, 22 putts, that's incredible. But when I heard him talking about it, it also says it can be misleading. It shows actually I missed a lot of greens, but he goes, I was able to get up and down quite a bit. I mean, geez, you're making a ton of one putts, obviously, if you only have 22 putts on 18 holes. But he said, look, sometimes I was missing the greens. He goes, luckily my wedges were good around the green and I was able to get up and down. And then all those, 5 to 10 footers, Jeff, that you're trying to make for par. And we always talk about at U.S. Opens, like those par savers, that's what keeps rounds going and keeps you in contention.
And you see a lot going down this week. I feel like a lot of 10-footers, a lot of 15-footers are going down.
Maybe it's because the greens are just perfect. You know, the guys,
you know, Poanua is a great surface to putt on. I mean, people disparage Poanua. It's not it's all how it's prepared. And, you know, and it's a good surface to putt on, especially this time of year. It's growing. It's thriving probably out there. And there's no grain. So you won't get that effect of the grain, which can be one of the tougher things to read in greens.
No doubt. Yeah, when you look at the rest of the leaderboard, we heard the soundbite from Koepka. He's going for 3 in a row. Willie Anderson from 1905. won three U.S. Opens in a row. I mean, obviously, it's an entirely different day and age and yes. game that we're watching. So
they played a different ball back then.
That's,
he might have won it at Grover Cleveland, one of them, too, actually.
That's right.
Yeah.
He played. That was 1912, maybe?
I don't know.
It was like the pro B ball. It wasn't the pro V at that point.
The pro gutta percha.
Very nice. Yeah. That was well done, Brian.
Thank you.
Hey, speaking of Koepka, you know, he's a Michelob Ultra ambassador. Later on in the show, and we'll do this live on Facebook, and we'll announce the winner on the show, but our TD Green Club, we have Michelob Ultra has provided us with some great stuff for major giveaways this year. We gave the rangefinder at the PGA.
Yep.
Mitch won that. But we have a club glove travel bag, Mick Ultra stitched on it. It's not like, you know, this huge logo on it, although it would have been fine. It's a club glove travel bag. It's the Cadillac, right? It's the standard of soft shell travel bag. So you're bringing a club somewhere, club glove. I mean, it's the number one name in it. It's not the hard case, you know, one that you're bringing a trunk there, but it's awesome. We're giving one of those away today. Well, what a Father's Day gift that we and our friends from Michelob Ultra. And by the way, you still have about a week to go to Consumers Beverages locations and see the Michelob Ultra display and see how you can sign up to win the Ultra Day with me. I mean, come on.
Does it get any better?
It doesn't get any better, no. We'll either play at Fox or Briarwood if you're a winner. You and two buddies or gals, whatever. Hey, you do not. This is not just for guys. It's for the ladies golfers out there, too. You're each going to win a golf bag and a prize pack, too, for Michelob Ultra. And there's, like, other drawings for other prizes there. So you've been hearing the commercial here on GR throughout the weeks. You got another week to get in for that. So please go to Consumers Beverages and see the display and how you can register for that.
It's neat to see Titleist doing an ad with just women for their golf ball, too, by the way. I've noticed that this week. They've changed up their branding a little bit instead of just regular players. Yep, they have the women in the ads. That's great.
Yep. 7:39 here on TD Green and live at Tantara Golf Club in North Tonawanda, one of our home clubs here, along with, as Kevin just mentioned, Fox Valley and Briarwood. We'll talk a little bit about the course and some membership information coming up with PGA Pro Don Schneider. We'll also get his take on the U.S. Open, and he and Jeff will chime in together on our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. We'll talk about putting. Before we close out this segment, Kevin, though, let's talk about the Duster Challenge. That's not too far away. We're less than 2 months away, Friday, August 2nd at Fox Valley Club in Lancaster.
Yeah, this is it's our fourth annual Duster Challenge, and you know, a couple things that we're excited about. Well, we're excited to be back for another year. It is a 18-hole putting tournament. It's a putting tournament, and it happens all right there on the putting green in front of the clubhouse. It's a great setup, great location. We go under the lights. We got music playing. We announce while it's going on there. It's stroke play. You play all 18 holes. You go off in twosomes off the first tee. But, you know, everybody's on the course at once. It's pretty cool. And then the top 16 scores, you go on to match play throughout the night. And if you get knocked out, you stick around. You have a burger. You have some beverages. And you,
courtesy of Michelob Ultra.
Yeah, you enjoy the evening until we get a champion. And this year, the champion is going to win. We've named the trophy the Pacer Putter in honor of our late great friend Mark Pacer, who was great to the golf community. He used to own Pro Golf Discount. Mark passed away from cancer several years ago, and we're happy to honor Mark with the naming of the trophy the Pacer Putter. It's an old hickory style putter. Awesome. One of the best trophies in golf, frankly, in Western New York that you can win.
Absolutely. It is.
In my opinion. It's
very
cool, very right? Cool. I mean, you've seen a lot of golf
trophies. It's a cool night.
It's cool.
The Western New York PGA is there. You get to see your name on the electronic scoreboard.
Yeah. And here's the thing.
Cool, they help us out run it as well.
Yeah, we're not just doing it to do it.
No,
it's for charity.
It's for charity.
It's for the PGA Reach Foundation here in Western New York and the HOPE program, and which
was packed this week over
awesome.
At Roanoke.
Awesome, yeah.
We had about 30 guys. It was great.
Yeah, the more we can do to help. You know, it's funny. I was watching American Sniper with my son the other night, my 14-year-old. He wanted to watch it, and I was trying to explain to him the end, right? And, like, why was this guy having a tough time coming back home? And just, you know, golf is a great way for our veterans to have a sense of community again, right? To get together with the guys and have a group, if you will, and just have a release from, you know,
In the goal
the
setting.
Stress, right? Yeah, and everything.
Yeah,
right?
There's a million things
you
about
were in the
golf.
Military, Jeff. You served our country in the Marines. You know more about this than I do.
But and the goal setting and everything involved with golf, it's just a natural fit for our vets. So it's a nice thing, and it's just one of those things you get more out of it than you get into it.
And by the way, military, but they didn't make a lot of money in the military.
No.
And most oftentimes, they don't make a lot of money out of the military. So golf, we know, has some barriers here with expense. So we're happy to contribute what we can contribute from the Duster Challenge to help it. And listen, guys get obviously hurt in battle, training, what have you. There are guys who've lost limbs, and what these funds have gone to do is the solo riders, right?
Yeah, that was super cool.
Not just
from
our tournament puts a small part into it, but there's been bigger tournaments, big events. The one we played in Oak Hill.
The people we're going to be talking to at 7:45, as a matter of fact.
Great. Yep. Yeah, raised a lot of money for solo rider carts for people with disabilities. Dennis Walters, who just went in the World Golf Hall of Fame this past week, used one. I remember him coming to Harvest Hill several years ago. It was an awesome display.
Yeah. Yeah, Tom Waring is going to join us next segment. He's actually running an event to help fund the
Team for
like
the
this.
Troops. Yeah, that was at the they do a lot of work and give our foundation a whole bunch of money. They run a great event at Wanaka in the fall. He's going to tell us more about it.
Awesome. Yeah, Tom's going to join us next segment on the phone for a few minutes to give us more information if you'd like to help out with that event. Two notes here before we go to break. Good luck to all of you participating in our Batavia Downs Majors Challenge. Not surprising, the most two popular picks when I was organizing this week were
Koepka
and
Rory.
DJ.
Oh, really?
Koepka and DJ were the most popular.
Okay.
But Rory, after winning last week, you figure maybe was going to be a good pick. But yeah, Koepka and DJ were definitely the most popular picks. If you want to see your entry and all the other entries so you know who to root for and who to root against.
Did anybody pick Woodland? Nobody picked Woodland, right? Nobody picked Woodland.
I'll have to look. I'll look during the break. But it's pinned on the top of my Twitter page, at Brian WGR. You can see all the entries there.
A lot of work there, Brian.
Yes, keeping it organized for us here. I don't know if anybody – I typed so many names in there for the event. I'm trying to think if anybody did take Woodland.
Brian came up with this idea a couple of years ago. I don't think he thought through
all the work. Yeah, let's have a league. I'll run it. Yeah.
No Woodland, I don't believe. Although I feel like people have taken Woodland in the past in this, but
it's
anyway.
Like the guy who ran a skins you get around the skins competition, and you're like, all right, here's 50 cards. Figure it out.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Oh, by the way, it's net and gross. You want to dot those up? Yeah.
That's right.
I'm sorry. Net skins, no.
Yeah.
Right? Skins just be a gross game.
Depends if you're a high handicapper. How are you gonna compete?
Well, if you're high, then you don't get in. You just don't get in.
Wow, that's right.
That's elitist. Okay. Oops.
Don't forget, we'll have another
elitist
Batavia Downs Majors contest coming up for the British Open in July. So if you want to be in the next one, maybe you forgot to get into this one, I'll always tweet out the information on my Twitter handle at Brian WGR. And if you're a really good player listening, or you think you're a really good player. The Porter Cup qualifying event, you can still register Monday, June 24th at Niagara Falls Country Club. You must have a USGA handicap of 3 or less.
Right.
Kevin, we just miss out on that.
No, we don't just miss. Well, we miss out by a few.
Yes.
Believe me, I wish my handicap was 3.
I would love
to
get it down.
I'd love to compete in something like
that. Would
that
would be so much fun. If your handicap's 3 or less and you live in this area, like, do it. How cool is that?
And they're not listen, the reason why they say that is, Jeff, because
they don't want you and me showing up.
Well,
exactly.
Well, no.
No, I know.
No, there's a cost to being in it.
Correct. Right. They want it to be a legitimate effort to make it, right?
Yeah, if you're not a 3 or better, you have no shot, is what
Even
they're saying.
Even if you're a 3, you have no shot.
Well,
you can get into the event, but you've got no shot
Winning the Porter Cup?
Never, ever.
Well, I'm just saying even the qualifier. I mean, you know, when the web.com comes every year when they play the Shorewood, right? I mean, you got to shoot like 63 or better.
Yeah, it was
to make it.
There were guys last year
getting a playoff or something.
Yeah, there were guys last year that shot like 66 and 67 at Shorewood and didn't make it.
Right.
The Porter Cup qualifier is not that difficult, but
Correct.
It is difficult. And you talk about good players, and there's some really good players at that Porter Cup.
That's right.
Sure.
Obviously,
yeah. If you're for 3 or less, you want to compete in something like this too.
Absolutely.
Right? You want to test yourself.
All the information, you can sign up at PorterCup.com. Another great local event, the International Junior Masters, is about a week and a half away. We'll be at East Aurora Country Club next week to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. I do want to mention – I'm going to mention this on the radio. I did beat a plus one yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Which hole?
No. Through 36. Through 36. Wow. In two runs. But then afterwards, it was, do you want to go play 9 for about 20 a hole? No, I don't. I do not.
All right, more Tee to Green coming up right after this.
Lighting we're live the bottle, I'm keeping
at Tantera Golf Club in North Tonawanda with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. The sun is out. We're seeing blue skies. Kevin, that is the sun.
Sweet.
I know you're not sure what that might be.
Oh,
it's
I'm sure
sun.
What it is.
It's beautiful.
It's great.
They have it out in the desert, I heard.
Yeah. Hey, it was in Hamilton Country Club all last week in Canada.
That's right. So. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a nice day. Back with more Tee to Green right here on WGR live from Tantera. Welcome back here to Tantera Golf Club in North Tonawanda. The sun is out. Beautiful day. Happy Father's Day weekend to all the dads listening out here. PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. Derek Kramer producing back in our Amherst studios. We're not done at 8. Don't go anywhere here. If you just joined us, we've got over an hour still to go here. It's U.S. Open week. We go 2 hours for the majors and still plenty to come with our thoughts on the U.S. Open. We'll get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week coming up next hour. PGA Pro Don Schneider from Tantera will join us here on set as we are on the patio overlooking the first tee. But with us now on the line, a gentleman by the name of Tom Waring. He's the tournament co-chair for an event at Wanaka Golf Tournament at Wanaka Country Club called Tee It Up for the helping that the event called Tee It Up for Troops. And we bring Tom in here right now. Tom, good morning. It's Brian, Kevin, and Jeff. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
I got to ask Tom a quick question. Tom, are you related to Mike?
Yes, I do have a brother, Mike.
Okay, all right. There was a Mike.
Sounded hesitant.
Well, there was a Mike wearing an intern.
That's right.
For me many years ago.
That's
good
right.
Good kid.
That's right. We remember
okay.
that. So, Tom, anyway, tell us about this event here that's supporting the Tee It Up for Troops program.
Well, Tee It Up for the Troops, Wanaka Country Club, is in its third year. Tee It Up for the Troops has raised nearly $250,000. A large portion of that stays in Western New York. And has supported Buffalo Healthcare for homeless veterans, a Veterans One Stop of Western New York, Higher Ground Military Program, and PGA Hope Program.
Excellent. When is the event taking place?
On September 9th.
People can get in that event, right, Tom? If someone, it's not just an event that's limited to the membership at Wanaka, am I correct?
You're correct. Quite a bit of people have a first-time opportunity, perhaps, to play Wanaka.
So which is great, by the way. They redid the golf course a couple of years ago.
It's an awesome place.
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic.
So how does someone get, like, say, if I'm listening this morning, I want to get involved, I'm a veteran, whatever reason I want to play in this event, how do I, what kind of information can you give us to get involved and sign up for this event?
Sure. We have a website, teeitupforthetroops.org/Wanaka. They can get access there if they wish. That gives them all the information on how to become a sponsor, how to get involved. One of the unique aspects of our program is we have a number of corporate sponsors, and this would be a call out to anyone interested in sponsoring a foursome. A lot of people may not have the opportunity to play. We've had at least four corporations last year donate the foursome so veterans could play.
Excellent.
That's a cool idea.
Tom, what's your connection to this charity, or why is it important to you?
It's important to me because of the service that all of these individuals have given. And for those that are active or currently giving, to give us the freedom that we enjoy every day, the freedom to be out on a golf course and play and do anything else that we do. I do not have a direct connection myself, my wife's family, however I had served, but I have an ultimate respect for anyone who served our country.
Well, that's fantastic. You know, it's and you know the great thing, the military veterans are so appreciative of when we give back, those of us who didn't serve. Or even people did serve the country, and also giving back to the veterans. And I just, Honor Flight. I had a chance to go on that several years ago, World War II veterans, to take him to Washington, D.C., the memorial, which took forever, and Tom Hanks to make that thing happen from Saving Private Ryan. But yeah. That was just, that's a grand-scale example. This is a small-scale example of what we can do in our own community to keep the money here. And one of the things that you said, Tom, that was surprising to me is homeless veterans, right? I mean, I wasn't aware of the need until when I worked for the Sabres, we took part in making a new quarters for homeless veterans, and we redid that. We went down as a service project as a company to help do that. And Tom, I was surprised at how many veterans in Western New York are homeless.
I was shocked too. I'll agree with you. Sean Lindstrom, who is instrumental in that program locally, made me aware of it. Last year, we had a former homeless veteran who was was served by Sean's organization speak to us, actually publicly address. We know how afraid people are of public speaking. Took the microphone and addressed us, and I think had everybody in awe.
Yeah, and sometimes it's just, hey, you know, three months, whatever. Get them back on their feet, you know, and show them that, hey, we care about you, and we're going to take care of you here for a little bit to help you get back on your feet.
And
get going.
That's a lot of money you guys have raised in 3 years. That's great. I mean, we talk about golf all the time, how it reaches out and it helps. It's not just a game. There's always some type of charity involved. Tom, I was at the check presentation of the Western New York PGA last fall, and that was great. We're very proud to be affiliated with this event, and you do a ton of great stuff. It's just unbelievable that this event can raise that much money. Very proud of what you do there.
Thank you. Steve Barkowski, who you all know, has been very, very helpful. We're pleased to be able to provide to PGA. Hope I golfed at Wanaka yesterday with two gentlemen, Scott and Nick. Call out to them. Enjoyed their company. I with Steve yesterday at Wanaka. I was pleased to have the time to actually go around the course with them, because on the during the day of our event, I don't get that opportunity. I'm busy making sure we're executing well.
Yeah, I know you invited them, and I know they were very, very excited to get a chance to go out there and play with you.
So. And by the way, if you go in this tournament, the food there, Chef Jeff is awesome out there.
Yeah, Wanaka.
Jeff Kolbus, he does a fantastic job.
That's great.
I'm trying to butter him up here, you know.
That's right.
That's a great point, because you can get dinner tickets to this, even non-golfers. We had probably two dozen, including some Gold Star family members, who were awestruck. We invited them. They were a part of our opening ceremony, and they were treated to, as you said, a gourmet-level dinner.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Jeff is an incredible chef out there. So,
Tom, why don't you just, again, give the date, the information, and the website that people can go and sign up and be a part of the event.
Thank you. The date is September 9th. The way to get information is teedupforthetroops.org/Wanaka.
Awesome. Tom Waring, the co-chair of the event, again, September 9th at Wanaka, teeitupforthetroops.org/Wanaka. Tom, thanks so much, and good luck, and if we can do anything else to help spread the word, let us know.
Thank you, gentlemen. Enjoy the Open. Take care.
Okay, we will. Tom Waring with us there. One of many events like that across Western New York that do so much for our military and our veterans.
But this one's the biggest, the baddest, the best. It's the best way to – they run the best event for this. We're just happy to be. They do a lot of cool stuff. The Western New York PGA is just happy to be affiliated with this. That's for sure.
Absolutely, good stuff. Thank you, Tom, for joining us. Okay, hour number two coming your way. We've reached 8 o'clock here from Tanterra in North Tonawanda. Beautiful day, sun is out. Golf to be played, especially at Pebble Beach this weekend. Rounds 3 and 4 still to go there. We'll break down the U.S. Open. We'll get our Western New York PGA tip of the week. Lots still more to go here as we broadcast live on Tee to Green with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us. Hour two, Tee to Green, Father's Day U.S. Open Edition, right after this.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.